It was back in the spring that we began to realize that, or remember, that September 11th was coming around pretty soon. And also, recognizing that it coincided with the start of school, we were very cognizant of the fact that it was kind of a double whammy.
That goes for adults as well as children, says Brock, who teaches in the school psychology program at California State University in Sacramento. Brock says teachers and parents need to be aware of signs of stress, including withdrawal, fear, and playing hooky, not just in their students and children, but also in themselves.
Sometimes that can be very frightening, to go several months and sort of feel like your life's getting back to normal, and then all of a sudden, boom, find, you know, an anniversary date like September 11th, 2002 comes along, and it's like they're back to where they started from.
So in addition to the memorials and patriotic assemblies, Brock says educators also need to find ways of putting this tragedy in a more meaningful context. That's what three world history teachers were trying to do on a chilly afternoon in San Francisco's Thurgood Marshall High School.
I think we have to bring it around to what has September, how has it changed your life, or how do you see it affecting your life every day or the world?
After hours before school.
Nathan Munger, along with Paul Snow and Trevor Gardner, sit around a sturdy wooden table in the school's third floor library. The young teachers say their students need perspective. Gardner, who is just back from a week-long seminar for teachers on understanding the world after September 11th, strokes his trim beard and says it can't be presented as simply an isolated incident.
What do you guys think about, like, maybe starting the year with the unit on September, or the unit on the Middle East, and allowing September 11th to be a springboard into that?
It gets them primed into why we're studying history. Well, because September 11th is, like, exactly the type of thing that shows you how history affects you.
The teachers say they want to encourage their students to consider not just what happened, but why it happened. That's a question that may take years to answer, says historian Michael Stoff. He had just finished writing a history textbook for middle school students that was at the printer on September 11th when he turned on the radio. His editor called later that afternoon, and the University of Texas professor found himself in the disconcerting position of writing about the attack while the nation was still reeling from it.
Historians like to get a little perspective on events, and there was clearly no opportunity to do so. Of course, I was trying to write as these events were literally unfolding before me,